We got one last presentation today, which is me, to talk about smart navigation. And this works with JAWS 17. And I'm going to actually read from some verbiage I got right from Freedom Scientific, because I think they say it better than I can, and then I'll demonstrate it. I'll paraphrase this a little bit. Smart navigation offers an efficient way to navigate in web-based applications, tables, and forms. When it's set to controls, most controls are treated as single units when navigated by a character or word, like moving through a menu bar with right and left arrows. When set to controls and tables, controls are treated as single units when navigating by character or word, while inside a table, the arrow keys move between cells. So instead of having to use table reading commands such as, I don't know, Windows right arrow or Control Alt right arrow, you would just use your arrow keys, and I'll demonstrate that. In either case, you can always get to traditional navigation, such as character or word, by double tapping the say character, say word, or say line commands, and then you can explore the text in the traditional way. And if you want to get back into this mode, you can return to it by pressing the down arrow, the escape, or the tab key. Anytime you're using smart navigation, JAWS will work in what is termed as document presentation mode. There's a screen layout called simple, which is the traditional one, and there's one called screen mode, which actually makes it more like what the screen is, because some of you may not know, when you're using JAWS and you go on a web page, it actually creates an off-screen model of that web page in a way that JAWS thinks is more meaningful to a screen reader user. So this kind of bypasses that. It offers, according to Freedom Scientific, much more natural movement through the pages the way that they would actually appear on the screen. As you navigate by line or by pages, you will also notice a sound that indicates a line if it has more than one link on it, and I'll show you that also. This sound helps you to identify that you want to stop somewhere and check out one of the links. So I'm going to show it on a table. Let me first say that by default, this is not turned on. Okay, so let's say I want to turn navigation on. The easiest way to do it is from the JAWS startup menu.
JAWS context menu, options, so submenu, to navigate, JAWS. Press up or down arrow, O.
I'm going to go to help.
H, train and T.
And I'm going to arrow
check
up.
For update, update author, startup wizard,
startup wizard is what I meant to say. I'm going to go in there.
Enter, leaving menu, flipping meeting room, visited link, JAWS startup wizard dialog, speech settings, rate 79, left right slider 35%, app, punctuation, comp app, typing echo app, next button to activate,
okay,
press space bar, alt plus
add,
enter, run JAWS settings if you select start JAWS, enter, common
next.
Option, smart navigation, operate no button check, 103.
Smart navigation is the one I'm on right now. It has three options.
Smart navigation, off radio button check, one, smart navigation controls only radio button, smart navigation controls and tables radio button check 303.
So I'm going to set it
selection,
to controls
up or down arrow,
and tables. And I know that I can just keep hitting enter till I get out of this smart wizard. And I will tell you that when I've used this, I found that it's not always so easy to turn it off. Sometimes you think you've turned it off and it comes back on, and sometimes you turn it on and it's off. I have not been overwhelmingly impressed with this smart navigation, but I talked to another person today who absolutely loves it. I think the reason I don't like it is I'm very accustomed to using table reading commands, and I'm just used to the old way. So I'm going to go back into JAWS now because I want to find a table.
My guess is why maybe you can't turn it off as consistently as you want is you might have to go into Settings Center and turn it off.
Correct.
As well as go into quick settings and
yep.
Turn it off. That would be my guess.
Yes,
when funny
actually,
things like that happen.
That does work better. And of course, if you go into quick settings, you have to make sure that you have it set not to revert after you go out and back in. But I do, there is a command which is insert X that's supposed to turn it on or off. And that's the command that doesn't seem to always work consistently. So I'm going to go to Surfs Up, which is a great set of web pages designed specifically to train people how to use JAWS. So I'm going to go make sure I'm focused on JAWS.
JAWS context there menu, the navigate, press up or down arrow,
so
O, option,
help.
Submenu, O, H, train and T.
And I'm going to go to Web Resources.
More voices, JAWS, keyboard, what's new, end user, Web Resources, submenu, R.
I'm going to go in
enter,
there.
JAWS headquarters, technical support,
I'm going to go down to Surfs Up, or surfing the web.
FS active, surfing the internet, I.
Surfing the internet.
Enter, leaving menus, new tab page, flipping meeting room, visited link, Surfs Up, surfing the internet with JAWS and magic, new tab page, flipping meeting room.
If you want to get better at using JAWS and have never tried these web pages, I really highly recommend them. They're great for training people, too. So I'm going to go to the first heading.
Surfing the internet with JAWS and magic.
I mean, I'm going to tab over until I get to tables.
Tab, new tab, pay tab, surfs up for JAWS tab, navigating web pages link. tab, temporary first tab, tables visited link.
And I'm going to go to the first table.
Enter tables with JAWS and MAGIC. In this first table, the author used table headers for both the first row and the first column of the table. So when you use JAWS and MAGIC reading commands to read them.
So this is a table of television programs. Just to make sure I'm on the right one, I'm going to do control home to go to the top of the screen.
Tables with JAWS and MAGIC.
And then I'm going to hit T for table.
Table with seven columns and five rows. TV listings with both column and row headers. A table that has the name of the network
down
on the left side of the show. ABC, row two.
And the first one is ABC. Now, if I arrow to the right.
8 p.m. Gray's Anatomy spans two columns. Column
it's
two.
Telling me 8 p.m. is Gray's Anatomy, and I'm just going to keep going here.
9 p.m. Scat 10 p.m. How to Get Away with Murder. Span row three. CBS, column one.
Hear that beep? It's sort of a double beep. That tells me I've gone to a new row. So let me go backward.
Row 2, 10 p.m. How to Get Away with Murder. Spans two columns. Column 4.
I'm on ABC now. When I hit the right arrow.
Row 3, CBS, column 1.
I'm now on CBS. So I can go through those.
8 p.m. The Big Bang Theory, column 2. 8:30 p.m. Mom, column 3. 9 p.m. Two and a Half Men, column 4.
Now let's say that I didn't quite understand this one. I want to get out of this mode. I'm going to hit the number 5 twice, which is to say character.
To T.
I'm now able to
W O space A N D space A space H A L F space M E N.
I'm now able to actually spell through Two and a Half Men. Now if I want to get back into Quick Nav, I just hit the escape key.
Escape.
And I should be back in it.
9:30 p.m. The McCarthy's, column 5. 10 p.m. Elementary spans two columns. Column 6,
so
row
that's
4,
how it
box,
works.
Column 1.
If I want to turn it off, as I said before, I would do Insert or JAWS key X.
Smart navigation off.
And it's off. Now if I just start arrowing right.
O, X, space, B, O, N, E, S, space, G, R, A, C, E, E.
Let me try turning it back on.
Smart navigation, controls and tables, 10 p.m. Local
now
programming,
back to
smart columns,
navigation.
Column 4.
That's how it works. I have not used it much with forms. I've used it a little bit on Facebook, and I found it very confusing because on some lines where there were several links, it read them all at one time. I'm not going to try to demonstrate that today, but be aware that you may find it useful in some settings, but not in others. I do think it has some value. It's just not something I've gotten used to yet.
I heard you in there when you were in there a moment ago. In a few of those cells, it said spans two columns. I haven't heard that before. Is that a smart nav thing, or is that like a new JAWS 17 thing where it would tell you that, you know, a cell is combined like that?
I don't think it's a smart navigation thing because there is a command that will read span elements and has been for a long time in JAWS. I only know that because I have accidentally hit it a couple of times. So let me turn smart nav off.
Smart navigation off.
Let me go back to the top of
table
the table.
With JAWS and map table with 7, 8 p.m.
Now I'm going to use the old traditional table reading commands, which is holding down the control and the alt key with your left hand. And I know there's a more modern way, but I'm just used to this. I'm using an arrow key with the right hand. So now I'm using traditional.
Beginning of row.
There's the beginning of the row.
Gray's Anatomy spans two columns. Row two.
And it, yeah, it still says spans two columns.
9 p.m. Scandal spans two columns. Column two. 10 p.m. How to Get Away with Murder spans two columns.
I
column
think
three.
All of these span two columns.
That depends if they're an hour long or not.
Right. Let me see if I can find one that's a half hour.
9:30 p.m. The McCarthy.
That's it. So if it's only a half hour show, it's one column. If you hit Y when you're in a table, it's supposed to tell you about span elements.
Anywhere in the table?
Yeah. But that's how smart navigation works. It seems pretty exciting to a lot of people. To me, not so much. You can set your mode to screen navigation mode rather than simple. And if you're in a table, you can actually copy and paste an entire row easily if you want to move it into a text document or something like that. Whereas if you try to do it in the normal way when it's set up in simple mode, sometimes you'll only get the cell that you're in or you'll get things vertically instead of horizontally. So that's kind of a neat option. I always wondered what that screen navigation mode was for. It's amazing how many features there are in a program like JAWS, and most of us probably never use half of them. And it has evolved over the years into a very complex program. I'm still a pretty diehard JAWS user, even though I know NVDA works and I've used it quite a bit. I still really like JAWS.
Jerry, have you noticed any improvement in like doing OCR on PDF documents to try to get them into Word documents? I still find that either JAWS or OCRs is thinking there's a table when there isn't, and it's kind of busting up the document. Is any of that getting better anymore?
Do you mean trying to use JAWS as OCR feature? Because it does have that.
The OCR on a PDF is read only. I'm actually editing the document, so I have to get them into Word so I can move things around.
I find that if I use Kurzweil, it does amazingly well sometimes.
But I mean, the convenient OCR in JAWS got better in 16. 16 and 17. If it's just straight text, you know, for an inaccessible PDF, and you just do, you know, Control A to copy the whole thing, and you can copy it into Word and save it as a Word file. If it's just sort of simple text that you want, and you can get it that way, and yeah. It works pretty good if you have fairly decent results with the convenient OCR. I mean, some PDFs are unsalvageable, but
yeah, anything beyond the simple, that convenient OCR doesn't work that great.
Most of the PDF documents that I have to mess with are what I call semi-accessible. JAWS thinks it can speed them, but you go down the dock and you're thinking, gee, this document is awfully short. It's like a half a page. And you're hearing graphic, graphic, graphic. Every time you hit graphic, that's a full page of text that you're not seeing.
Yeah, Kurzweil is the only thing that I've seen that really works well with that, and it isn't perfect by any means either. I tried to process an automobile manual the other day, a user guide, and it was just, I could read it on my iPhone, actually, quite well. But when I tried to do it in Windows, it didn't work well at all.